Welcome to the DSO Hygienist Podcast. I'm your host, Christine Deal. Today, our guest is Caitlin Parsons. She is a registered dental hygienist of 15 years and a chronic pain survivor turned certified yoga therapist and ergonomics consultant for dental professionals. Caitlin helps dental professionals and teams prevent and overcome work-related pain, manage stress, and maximize their potential. She impacts the dental profession through her in-person and online programs. She is a speaker, author, and the host of her own podcast, The Aligned Hygienist.
And welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you because I think this is one topic we can all benefit from because I know a lot of hygienists out there that are in pain. Yeah. So can you talk a little bit about what are some of the common injuries that the dental hygienist may experience over her career?
Yeah. Some of the most common ones, I would say carpal tunnel for hygienists is huge, hand and wrist problems. Low back pain or sciatica, and then neck and shoulder pain in some way. Mm-hmm. Those are the three biggest ones. We sometimes have tennis elbow or trigger finger and all these other fun things, but those are the three common ones.
Yeah, my girlfriend that's a hygienist, she had that tennis elbow.
Yeah, I had all of them pretty much.
Yeah. I'm dealing definitely with the neck, mm-hmm. neck stuff. And I think that with texting doesn't help that. The phone doesn't help that
technology,
for sure.
It's a huge issue for our entire culture, never mind dentistry.
Yeah. So how does yoga help a hygienist develop, you know, awareness about her body? How does that help with some of these injuries that we could help to alleviate some of the pain or prevent some of these injuries?
Yes, that's a great question. So I'm really passionate about therapeutic yoga. I am a firm believer that not all yoga is created equal. So I teach more of a yoga meets physical therapy. And in that realm, or just in a yoga class too, the biggest things that we can benefit from is releasing tension from tight, overworked muscles, especially if you're doing a class that's targeted for dental hygienists and the work that we're doing. So reducing tension. When we're stretching and reducing tension in these tight muscles, we're also improving our circulation, our blood flow, which is essential for healing in the body and feeling good and repair. You can use it to support better posture. So build strength and stability, not necessarily like huge muscle strength, but the strength and stability it takes to have good posture, to be able to sit for 8 hours a day and work with patients. So there's a lot on the physical realm. And then of course, stress management. At any time we are stressed, we are very often outside of our body, right? We're typically in our head. So I like to describe a yoga class or your yoga mat as like the laboratory, where that's an opportunity to, we might be doing all these things, reducing tension, learning techniques for stress, reducing our stress. But those things that we learn on our yoga mat, if we're doing it regularly enough, that becomes, you know, we take that with us. So especially when it comes to these movements and we're aware of our body and our posture on our yoga mat, even if we're doing that once a week or two quick sessions twice a week, that stays with you. So then you start to pay attention to your posture and your movement when you're getting in the car, when you're reaching for things in the operatory, or when you're setting your position up, or setting your body up into proper position. I could talk about this all day. There's so many things, but those I'd say are the biggest ones.
Now, are there specific yoga poses or stretches that can alleviate some of the strain on the back and the neck?
There's a lot we can do for the entire body. A lot of it, we want to make sure what is going on with us in our body and how do we kind of counteract that. So for a lot of dental hygienists, especially, we are sitting typically looking down. Our shoulders might be rounded. Our back might be rounded, right? We're looking at the mouth. Unless we have ergo loops and all the things that allow us to sit up properly, we're typically in this rounded position. So anytime our body is imbalanced, so not in that neutral posture, certain parts of our body are overworking certain parts of our body or underworking, right? So that front body, the front of the chest, the pecs, the front of the neck, all those muscles are contracting for the most part. And then the muscles on the back of the body, the back of the neck, the shoulders, the back muscles, those are typically working extra hard to hold your body in that position. So when we think about it from that lens, things that we can do to open the chest, to stretch through the front of the neck, even simple things like neck rolls or bringing your hand out to the side. And like, so say you bring your right hand underneath the seat pan of the chair, and you can just slowly bring your left ear towards your left shoulder and get into the side of the neck. So there are, numerous things that we can do to support ourselves, just paying attention to the way that we're sitting, what muscles we're using, and how can we counteract that.
Yeah. Now, in order to get the best benefits from your yoga practice, how many days a week would you think you'd really have to do it to see the full benefit?
That's such a good question. I don't know that I could. I think if you were doing it 2 to 3 times a week, even if it was a 2 to 3 times a week, 20-minute practice or 15-minute practice, I think the most important thing, first of all, is consistency and staying with it. So the more that you're doing it, if you're doing it 3 times a week, again, for 15 minutes, you're increasing your awareness every time you do it. You're increasing your muscle memory, your habits that you're making. So you could get a benefit by doing it once a week. You could do it every day and feel really good. Everyone's going to be different. And also, what else are you doing in your life? Are you running? And then yoga might be really helpful. Are you already doing Pilates? Are you stretching on a daily basis? And then you're just adding in yoga. You know, everyone's really different. It's important to think about our whole selves and all the things that come into that. Does that make sense? I know it's not a definitive.
It does. And I love yoga. I just love yoga. And I go through stages where I do practice and I don't practice, and I always feel better when
Same.
I do.
I mean, I actually started again because I've been having neck and shoulder pain from doing more clinical. So I use it more therapeutically, and it does feel better when you do it every day though. Yeah.
Now, as hygienists, because we do our hands and our wrists so much, how do we promote flexibility within them if we're starting to feel strain?
You know, I think, first of all, we can talk about, you know, there's ergonomic pieces that come into play. What instruments are we using? What's our grip on our instruments? What is our body's positioning? There's a lot that we can talk about when it comes to ergonomics. But on the yoga side, if we think about the work that we do, even sitting at a desk, working with patients, we are contracting the palm of our hand typically. Mm-hmm. We need to be opening the palm of the hand on a regular basis. So things like in yoga, we call it prayer hands, where you're spreading your fingers, bringing palms together in front of the chest and kind of lowering them down a little bit can help stretch that area. I love to do one when I'm chairside that I put a hand up against either my 12 o'clock or a wall or a door jamb. And there's three positions. You have your hand out, arm extended, hand out, shoulder height. And then if it's your right hand, we'll say 3 o'clock, and then go up towards 1 to 2 o'clock, and then arm down a little bit lower. And the idea is that your hand's against the wall, and then you're slowly going to move in the opposite direction. The biggest thing with hand stuff is making sure we're reducing tension through those tight, overworked muscles, and that we're improving circulation and blood flow, not just in the hand, but we have to think about it's the whole arm, right? It's mm-hmm. It's up to the shoulder. So paying attention to the mind or the body as it's a whole thing. It's not just what can I do for my right thumb because that's what's hurting. We have to think about kind of the whole
hand. Yeah. So we obviously have high levels of stress as mm-hmm. hygienists, and I don't know what's going on with patients, but patients have been a little bit crazier lately, it seems like. What do you think, using yoga, how could we do something daily to manage stress? Are there specific breathing techniques we could use? Or I know mm-hmm. sometimes just in that stressful moment, you know, taking that second to think, you know, think it through or breathe. I'm sure you know some great breathing techniques that we could use to help reduce stress.
Yes, I am. I'm very passionate about it. Once I recovered and got over a lot of my physical pain, I realized how stressed I was and how that was impacting the pain that I was in. And it was really creating a ripple effect. Stress is directly connected to pain. And our nervous system is one of the most important things that we need to think about when it comes to stress, right? And our breath, the way that we breathe, is directly connected to our nervous system and stress response. So when we think about we're stressed on a regular basis, a simple thing we can do, typically when we think about inhale, exhale, elongating the exhalation is actually supportive of relaxing and calming the nervous system. So thinking about just slowing down your breath, taking longer, slower exhales is just one really simple way to, and it might take a few rounds, right? But if we're doing that in between patients, I actually do that when I'm cleaning my room. I try to be really intentional when I'm cleaning my room. And I breathe and I sit up properly, ideally, and just focusing on the breath. I love to teach what is called box breathing. I love to teach it because it's really easy. The idea is that you're counting an inhale, you hold at the top of the inhale, you exhale, and then hold at the bottom of the exhale. And there's many different ways you can do that, but an easy one is doing 4 count inhale, 4 count pause at the top, 4 exhale, 4 count. And that's really just balancing the breath. If I were to be teaching a class and teaching it, and we're working on de-stressing and feeling better and more calm, I would probably do a 4 count inhale, pause for 4, and then I would increase the exhale as we go. So I would start with 4, and then the next round I would go to 5 count on the exhale, again, coming back to that nervous system response and relaxation response we're looking for. Think about whenever we're stressed with a patient or whenever we're just stressed in general, what is happening to our breath? We are typically not, unless we're having a panic attack and we are very aware of our breath, we're not typically paying attention to our breath. And in those moments, it's typically really shallow. It's really fast. We might feel it more in the chest. So again, one of the first things we can do to even cheat, like get beyond the mind, is in the body, in the breath, and just slowing down that exhale.
I love that. I never thought about the exhale.
Yeah, typically in yoga,
you think about the inhale, but I love how you're saying that we should slow down the exhale.
Yeah. This isn't like a inhale is only this, exhale is only that, obviously.
Sure.
However, typically if you're wanting to increase energy, increase focus and alertness, say you're on your drive home or you're tired at 2 p.m. yawning with your patients, you can focus on lengthening and expanding the inhalation. And then again, exhale would be more relaxed. And anytime, if you make it even, inhale for a count of 7, exhale 7, that's a more balanced breath, which is typically not.
I love that you describe that. Yeah, that's like something we don't think about. Mm-hmm. And I think that makes so much sense.
And our patients can feel how we feel, whether we realize it or not. When I find myself stressed and I sit down with that patient and I know I'm late and I did it, like all the things that are going through our mind. Now I'm going to be running over for the next one. And where's my instruments? And now I have to take x-rays. And we have so many things going on in our mind. When I find myself like that, I notice I'm kind of fast breathing, and all simple thing I could do is like 3 breaths, just slow it down, just come back. And it brings us into our body. We become more present. So especially if we're doing it when we're stressed, we're also just increasing our awareness of our body and how we're feeling. It's an opportunity to check in, to even do like a body scan and release some of that tension.
Yeah. And I think clinically we all need that.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And our bodies do take a lot of abuse. Mm-hmm. In our profession.
It's our bodies, but it's stress, and there's a lot of emotional load that comes with it too sometimes. And we have to be aware of all of these things, and what simple things can we do when we're chair side, when we're with a patient, that we don't have to leave the room, but we can instantly feel a little bit better to bring us through.
Well, this has been really fascinating, Caitlin, and I am so glad we got to talk because I think what you're doing is so valuable for our community as hygienists. We really need to help alleviate some of these pain and body postures and things like that. And I'm so glad with the work you're doing and you're speaking about it and getting the word out there. How do our listeners get a hold of you if they'd like to talk more about this?
I, first of all, would love to connect. If you're listening and this resonated in any way, even just reaching out, I love to talk to hygienists. I'm not just singling out hygienists, though. I love all my dental professionals. But I'm the Aligned Hygienist. So you can find me on my website is thealignedhygienist.com. I'm commonly on Instagram at thealignedhygienist. And then if you want to send me an email, it's hello@thealignedhygienist.com.
Wonderful. And I'll make sure we have those contacts available in the description of the podcast as well. Well, thanks awesome. So much, Caitlin, for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I love what you're doing, and it's an honor to share this work. We need it.
Thank you so much. I'd like to thank our sponsor, Twice as Nice Uniforms. Dressing for success, infection control, and comfort is crucial for the DSO team. Not only do they need to look great and feel great, but they need to be dressed for safety. Your patients will notice when your team is dressed appropriately, and your staff will perform better. Who better to help your team with these decisions than Twice as Nice Uniforms? Owned by a seasoned dental hygienist, branding expert, fit specialist, and fashion model, Twice as Nice Uniforms are designed to follow infection control and OSHA regulations, alleviate the thermostat wars in your office with temperature regulating technology, and provide long-lasting professional-looking scrubs, lab coats, and accessories. Custom uniform programs will take the burden of painstaking ordering, exchanges, and returns off your shoulders. It's proudly made in the USA. And Twice as Nice is giving our listeners a discount code TDH2024 to take advantage of this special offer. Thank you for listening to the DSO Hygienist Podcast. Please follow or subscribe to be notified of upcoming episodes.